Mixtape Equals Love number 85 begins with the music of Columbus band The Evil Queens. Singer and guitarist Jacob Sundermeyer gives us a brief history of the band and introduces songs from their latest CD, Love Song Werewolves.
Me, George, and Mike all went to high school together, and then shortly after high school, when we were playing shows at Bernie's and around town in our old band, Our Flesh Party, we met the bass player. He was the guitar player for a band called Swivel Arm Battle Grip, and at the time, and have just stayed friends. He played guitar for a band called Behemoth here in Columbus. Had never really played bass, and we just told him that he was the bass player. This is the fourth record. Love Song Werewolves is the fourth record. So the first record came out, I think, in 2000. Came out within the first year of our being together. It's basically those first year's worth of songs, and we've had about one a year since then. So there's been a couple year pause since the last record, mostly because of going on tour and promoting that record as much as we could.
The first song we talked about was Wildflower, and I had to ask about that crazy wailing saxophone in that song.
Saxophone is Brad Calkins, who probably most famously is a part of The Sun, who were on Warner Brothers for a minute, and before that was in a band called the Jive Turkeys, who we were good friends with. Graduated with high school with a couple of those guys too, and have known them forever. And Brad is one of those guys that can play every instrument you throw at him, and we just told him that we wanted some extra instrumentation and said, how about some saxophone? So that's all Brad. You know, Wildflower is probably the song with the least about anything in it. I think I was actually watching the DVD for that band The Liars, their last record. It kind of inspired me to write the lyrics to that song. It was the song, the music was written, but you know, that's where those lyrics came from.
I have nothing I can hold against you. I have nothing I can hold against you. Nothing I can hold against you. I have nothing I can hold against you.
We roll together. You know, Means to an End is, it's the second song that I've constructed lyrically that was kind of about, I guess in a way it's about writer's block. It's about the ease with which I see certain other people, other musicians that I have been around, construct songs, and the relative difficulty with which I occasionally, the relative difficulty that I have with actually creating lyrics that work. And there was a lot more effort put into some of these songs on this particular record. So that's one, that's what that's about. And, you know, it starts off with that. I usually, you know, first verse is about that, and by the time I'm to the end of the song, it's about, you know, hating people and bitterness. That's where they usually end. Of the Cretan, it is, you know, I started working on a little harder on some of my lyrics and taking a little bit more of a little bit less of a autobiographical slant with every song. Started writing songs about characters. Nick Schuld from the Rackets had some, I read something that he had written somewhere in an email or otherwise that said, made some remark that was basically the first line of Year of the Cretan, which is, you know, more than 100 years ago, I was born in who knows where, turned water into wine, and became a privateer. It's basically about Jesus becoming a pirate and being crucified and having his last, you know, piracy, whatever. That's why he's privateer, because piracy these days, jeez, it's like some crazy fad. But anyway, Jesus has words with these people that end up putting him up on a cross, and, you know, sort of a weird biography of Jesus.
still hanging from this tree, saying, "Hey man, how are you? What do you think of me? Hey man, you're right, but you're killing me. Hey man, how are you? What do you think of me? Hey man, you're right, but you're killing me."
Thanks to Jacob for taking the time to chat with us. Again, you can catch the Evil Queens with Teeth of the Hydra and the Lindsay on September 7th at the Basement. You can download all three tracks that we just heard from the patradio.org blog, courtesy of the Evil Queens, Sunken Treasure Records, and the Independent Online Distribution Alliance. You can buy Love Song Werewolves at your friendly neighborhood independent record shop, or order it from the source, sunkentreasure.org. You can also find it online at iTunes and emusic.com.
guitar and drum, seeking out a rhythm that'll take the pressure off, stepping in and out of that crooked, crooked beat. Take a piece of cloth, take a coin for thirst, where the sweat will start to run, with a cymbal splash and a word of truth and a rocking bass and drum. Seeking out a rhythm that'll take the tension on, stepping in and out of that crooked, crooked beat. So one by one they come on down from the tower blocks of my hometown, stepping with the rhythm of the musical beat, drowning out the pressure of the crooked street. Attention on, stepping in and out of that crooked, crooked beat. It has a crooked past, this crooked street, where cars patrol this crooked beat. Badges flash and sirens while the tank.
In my haste to put a program together last week, I failed to mention that the Columbus Band Terribly Empty Pockets are leaving Columbus for Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. And they had something of a goodbye show last week, but I was unable to make it, so I thought I'd play the A-side of the Sexy World single there. Prior to Terribly Empty Pockets, Reckless Eric covering The Clash, believe it or not. The song Crooked Beat from, well, originally from the Clash's Sandinista album. And what we have here is an album called The Sandinista Project, which is, you guessed it, a song-by-song tribute to that record. And Reckless Eric does his turn on Crooked Beat. And there's a few other people on the disc you might recognize as well. It came out in May, and you can find it on emusic.com, among other places. So check it out if you're a Clash fan. You might be amused. Prior to Reckless Eric, we heard Grave Blankets, who are a Columbus band. And we heard the A-side of their Your Injured Ways 7-inch. I found out about Grave Blankets from an article in Columbus Alive, and I found out even more about them at myspace.com/graveblankets. If you'd like to see them perform, they are going to be at up at an event in Cleveland, Ohio on September 7th, something that's called Now That's Class 9/11 Conspiracy Fest. They're playing with J, Retard, Holy Shit, and more, it says on their website. Back home in town here, Columbus, Ohio, September 15th, at the Scoot-A-Q, a scooter rally with Cult of the Psychic Fetus. That's taking place at the High Five. And then later that month, September 21st, at Carabar with Die Rots and ICU. Prior to the Grave Blankets, we started off that set with Kinski. They have a new album out called Down Below, It's Chaos, and it's on Sub Pop Records. And for a change, they've got some vocals on two or three of the tracks. So how about that? And the track in particular that we heard is called Punching Goodbye Out Front. Going to keep the music going now with Elk City. Earlier in the year, they had an album out called New Believers. And I'm going to touch on it again here and play the song called Little Brother.
I can't. dressed in a coat of armor. They pulled a horse out of the woodland. Take her there through the desert shores. My son, to me, this is yours to wear. You're the chosen one, there's no turning back. Now, the smell of redwood giants, a banquet for the shadows, horse and I. We're dancers in the dark. Came upon the headdress and was gilded dark and golden. The children sang, I was so afraid. I took it to my head and prayed. I sang.
Freezing cold, rabbit in the snow, going down to Mexico, going with the flow. Rabbit was a friend of mine many years ago, living in a rabbit hole. Now he's gotta go. On a road, but I cannot pretend. Driving down to Mexico, down to see my friend. Freezing cold, rabbit in the snow, going down to Mexico, going with the flow. Rabbit was a friend of mine many years ago, living in a rabbit hole. Now he's gotta go. Many rabbits on the road, but I cannot pretend. Driving down to Mexico, down to see my friend. Mexico.
finish up that set with two bands that got a hold of me via MySpace and then subsequently sent me MP3s, the first of which in reverse order there, Amy Canby, who hail from Ravenna, Italy. We heard a song called Red Sofa. They are on Dancing Turtle Records, and if you'd like to hear more of their stuff, go to myspace.com/AmyCanby. That's all one word, AmyCanbe. Prior to that, from Stockholm, Sweden, Robert Church and the Holy Community. They are at myspace.com/Robert Church. We heard a song from their EP entitled Low at the Disco, and they are on Best Kept Secret Records and Cloudberry Records. The song in question is called Rabbit on a Roll. Bat for Lashes before that, from Brighton, England. We heard a song called Horse and I, and that comes from Bat for Lashes' debut, Fur and Gold, which came out July 31st. And Bat for Lashes is basically the work of multi-instrumentalist and visual artist Natasha Khan. Prior to Bat for Lashes, we heard Julie Doran, who is a former member of the Canadian indie rock legend Eric's Trip, and another former member of that band, Rick White, helped her produce this record entitled Woke Myself Up, which is on Jag Jaguar Records, came out back in January. The song we heard was called No More. And we started off that set with New York's Elk City from their album that came out earlier this year called New Believers on Friendly Fire Records. The song we heard was called Little Brother. A couple Saturdays ago, I arrived a little bit too late at that CD101 Summerfest, and I missed the set by Seawolf. And I've since tracked down some of their stuff because folks were telling me that they put on a really good show. And right now we're going to hear something from their EP entitled Get to the River Before It Runs Too Low, which is on Danger Bird Records. You're going to hear a song called You're a Wolf.
before you speak your mind. Watch out who you're telling to when you think everything's fine. Watch out who you're whistling to, and if everything's falling apart, watch out who you're crying to. And if you're feeling older, watch out who you're clinging to. Cause I've been alone for long, for long, and I wouldn't trust you, trust anyone. Late in the night, it's always quiet. There's a song in your head, I can't get no rest. And when you are in bed, watch out who you give your dreams to. There's a nagging sense of dread, I can't tell you what to do. I walk, I sing, I cry, I stay indoors, I pass the time. If you find someone to believe, hold on no matter what you do.
Mekons, a.k.a. the greatest band ever, from an album called Natural, which just came out last week on Quarterstick. We heard the song Diamonds. Prior to that, Eve Searles. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. She performs under the name Bird and Flower, and we just heard a song called Radio Story. And that MP3 and a number of others are littered about donewaiting.com. You can find some linked on the blog itself. And I picked up one more on one of the forums on that site. Rob Duffy of donewaiting.com did a nice write-up of Bird and Flower a couple Fridays ago. And you can still find it on the main page if you scroll down a little bit. That's where I found out about her. And she's going to be performing at Slum BQ4 on September 8th. And I'll put a link to Slum BQ4 on my blog because it's a pretty amazing event. At least it's shaping up to be, and I definitely want to try to check that out. Started off the set with CN Wolf, as I said before, doing a song called You're a Wolf from the album, EP rather, Get to the River Before It Runs Too Low. On September 10th, Jens Lekman, everyone's favorite Swede, is going to be putting out his second full-length LP. And it is on the Service label out of France. And it is called Night Falls Over Cortadala. And right now there's a single out. And we're going to hear one of the songs from it called Friday Night at the Drive-In Bingo. And that's going to about do it for Mixtape Equals Love this time around. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. And tune in next week for more fun.
Tiny, tiny side of Swedish country town. 2 acres of field and a gas station. Riding on my moped looking for fun. Staring into the blood red sun. Oh, the country road is a boulevard. With neon lights and nights open bars. In my jacket pack of playing cards. Just jacks, jokers and a queen of hearts. My heart is beating, beating like Ringo. As I pull into the drive-in bingo. People in the country wanna look like the people in the city. When the people in the city aren't as light as pretty. I want the people in the country to wear flannel shirts and saggy jeans all covered in dirt. I want the people in the country to be open and kind. But most times I met those with a narrow mind, with a big black dog to bite you behind. If they ever find out you're not one of the kind. All these thoughts as I open up the Zingo. Friday night at the drive-in bingo. That much, maybe a handful of silver or $100. We could have wild parties in that big old lodge, and windmills perfect for movies and such. We could fake our deaths to get insurance money and take on hippie names. I'd be Snowfish, you'd be Sunny. We could start a little farm with little white bunnies. Just 'cause watching them copulate is very funny. There's a cow and an ostrich just waiting for you. A glass of apple cider just waiting for you. The smell of 1952 just waiting for you. And all I'm doing here is just waiting for you. Daydream, I'm caught up in limbo.